Lisa ran to her Datsun Bluebird and jerked open the yellow door. Her pulse strummed in her neck, and she glanced behind her to make sure she wasn't being followed. She'd tried not to show fear during the confrontation, but it was all she could do not to cry. She couldn't face life without him. She'd been on edge ever since yesterday. Twilight backlit the treetops and highlighted the hanging moss. Instead of finding it beautiful, she saw frightening shadows and shuddered. She slid under the wheel and started the engine, then pulled out of her driveway onto the road. She turned toward the gulf. The water always calmed her when she was upset, and she had crossed upset moments ago and swerved into the scared zone. Her belly barely fit under the wheel, but this baby would be born soon, and then she'd have her figure back. She accelerated away from her home, a dilapidated one-story house with peeling white paint, and switched on her headlights. The radio blared full of the news about the Berlin Wall coming down, but Lisa didn't care about that. Not now. She switched channels until she found Tom Petty's Free Fallin' playing. But even her favorite tune failed to soothe her shattered nerves. Could she seriously be murdered over this? She'd glimpsed madness in those eyes. She pressed the brakes as she came to a four-way stop, but the brake pedal went clear to the floor. She gasped and pumped the pedal again. No response. The car shot through the intersection, barely missing the tail end of another vehicle that had entered it before her. Hands gripping the steering wheel, she struggled to keep the car on the road as she frantically thought of a way to bring it to a stop that didn't involve hitting another car or a tree. The baby in her belly kicked as if he or she knew their lives hung suspended in time. "We're going to make it, little one. We have to. I can't leave you alone." No one would love her baby if she died. Her mother couldn't care for her child. She cared more about her drugs than anything else. Lisa tried to tamp down her rising emotions, but she'd never been so frightened. The car fishtailed on the sandy road as she forced it back from the shoulder. Huge trees lined the pavement in a dense formation. Where could she drive off into relative safety? A field sprawled over on the right, just past the four-way stop ahead. If she made it through, it seemed the only place where they might survive. Had the brakes been cut? What else could it be? She just had the car serviced. Lisa approached the stop sign much too fast. The slight downhill slope had only accelerated the speed that hovered at nearly 70. Her mouth went bone dry. Her future, with her child and the love of her life, depended on the next few moments. She could do it. She had to. The tire squealed as the car barely held on to the road through the slight turn at high speed. Before Lisa could breathe a sigh of relief, a lumbering truck approached from the right side, and she laid on her horn with all her strength. She unleashed a scream as the car hurtled toward the big dump truck. The violent impact robbed her lungs of air, and she blacked out. When she came to, she was...